Wow, that pink fishing lure really works. I got such a big fish with the lure that the fish broke my line.
Good job. Just make sure that you don't get hooked by one of Satan's lures. Welcome to Keys for Kids, everyone. I'm Zach, and I'm super glad that you're here. Let me start by asking you, do you like to go fishing? Fishing is fun, especially if you've got good bait that keeps the fish coming in. But you don't want to get hooked yourself in your spiritual life. What do I mean? Well, Satan will try to tempt you, maybe with a cool new tech toy or an easy way to cheat through school. But remember, God warns us against giving in to temptation. Just listen to James, the brother of Jesus. He wrote, "You are tempted by the evil things you want. Your own desire leads you away and traps you. Your desire grows inside you until it results in sin, and then the sin grows bigger and bigger and finally ends in death." That was from James chapter 1. Our story today is called The Bright Pink Lure. Cody helped his older brother Nate pull and heave their boat to the water's edge. Then Nate looked over the items in the boat. Fishing poles, net, and tackle box. I think we're ready. The boys jumped in the boat and in no time were trolling to the other side of the lake. "What color lure should I use?" wondered Cody as he looked at the rows of colorful fishing lures in the tackle box. "There's green, pink, blue, and yellow twisty tails. I'll try this bright pink one. I hope I'll catch a big trout." Cody cast out his line in hopes of a bite. He settled back in his seat, enjoying the rocking of the boat. "I have a fish!" he yelled a while later. He started reeling in his line. The fish fought and struggled, but Cody soon had his first fish in the boat. "Look at that big trout!" exclaimed Nate. "Pink must be the color to use." Cody grinned and threw his line back in. A few minutes later, his pole jerked again. "It's another one!" he said excitedly, scooting to the edge of his seat. He reeled his line as fast as he could, but this time he heard a sickening snap. "My line broke," he wailed. It was a big one, too. "Maybe I can still get it." Soon, his line was back in the water with another pink twisty tail. Both boys sat quietly and waited. "You know," said Nate, breaking the silence, "fishing reminds me of our spiritual lives. We use bright colors, hoping the fish will notice our lures and bite. The fish think it's a tasty worm, but it's really only a plastic lure with a hook. They don't know there's a hook until they bite, and then it's too late." "Unless the line breaks," said Cody with a laugh. Nate grinned. "That's how sin is. Satan makes sin look attractive by throwing bright colors in front of us. Once we bite, we find out how much of a mess it makes." Cody nodded thoughtfully. "That's a good lesson." Then, with a twinkle in his eye, he said, "Now I just need to give you a lesson on how to catch fish." So how about you? Has something ever looked good or attractive to you, even though you knew that it was wrong? Cheating to get a good grade, or stealing money to buy something nice, or lying so that you don't get in trouble are some of the bright lures Satan uses to try to get you to sin. If you believe those lies, you'll be swallowing hook, line, and sinker. Our key verse is John 10:10. These are the words of Christ. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Our key thought today, be aware of Satan's bright lures. I love reading the Keys for Kids stories for you guys, and I hope you love listening too. Make sure that you don't miss a single day with the Keys for Kids smartphone app. Get your parents' help and then go to your app store and search Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.